Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
I'd like to start today's proceedings off with a bit of a question for everyone out there in the audience, and I genuinely, legitimately want to know your answer to this question. Have you ever sat down and thought to yourself, remember Spider-Man the Animated Series? Remember that old lady in Spider-Man the Animated Series? The one that looks like she has no legs, she's sitting in a chair all the time, she has shaded glasses, she had all these temporal powers and whatnot. She sent Spider-Man to go do the Secret Wars and sent him to go do the Spider Wars. That lady, that one that we're talking about, we need a movie about that lady. But the thing is, we not only need a movie about that lady, but we need a movie about her when she's younger, played by basically modern day Zooey Deschanel in Dakota Johnson, and we need the movie to be insanely ridiculous and unbelievably boring while simultaneously being stupid and also constantly, and I mean constantly, hitting you over the head with Peter Parker references to the point where you're rooting for Uncle Ben to die about 10 minutes into the movie. In fact, you actually root for Peter Parker to die in the womb because him being born into this universe is a tragedy that you can actually not deal with. You can't cope with that idea. Well, that is Madam Web. Now, I'm going to talk about this, but before I do, thank you to everybody who signed up over at actualjusticewarrior.com/join.
Give me the money. Give me the money. Okay.
And thank you to the podcast listeners, Spotify, Apple, and Google's podcasting platform. So yeah, this movie's not good, and you should probably not see this movie if you're expecting a good movie, but also, why would you expect Sony to produce a Madam Web movie that's any good? What's wrong with you? End of review. That's it. That's really all I have to say. Just kidding. There's so much more, because this movie manages to be terrible in a bunch of very special ways while simultaneously kind of avoiding being terrible in all of the ways that one would expect. So despite the fact that the cast of this movie is largely female, despite the fact that the cast of this movie is very, very diverse and progressive, this is not a movie that is ruined by wokeness or anything like that. This is a movie that is truly just ruined by the fact that everything about this, from conception to writing it down to filming it and editing it, is completely wrong and incorrect and not even close and downright embarrassing. It's actually shameful that this movie exists. And of course, they lie to you in the trailer on top of everything else, because this combination of the spider ladies, where you have Sydney Sweeney, the lady that you might know from Euphoria, she's the one who always takes her top off, and this other girl, but Latin, they never actually do this in the movie. They do it in one dream sequence. That's about it. And it's just false advertisement. You never see them in the costumes. They make it seem like this is a superhero team-up movie, but this takes place 10 years before they get any powers to do the superhero team-up. It's really bad, but I gotta start from the beginning.
He was in the Amazon with my mom when she was researching spiders right before she died.
So the movie opens up in the Amazon rainforest, because of course it does. What would a Spider-Man movie be without it opening up in the Amazon rainforest with a scientist looking for spiders? That is definitely in line with the lore. And for those of you who are confused and think that Peter Parker randomly got bit by a radioactive spider and that's actually his origin, you have not seen what I have seen in terms of the comic books with the spider god and all this crazy stuff. And our main character, Madam Web's mother Web, is there. She's pregnant, and she's with our villain of the movie. I think his name is Ezekiel, but all of his lines are dubbed for some reason and really badly, and they're looking for the magical spider that, legend has it, gives random Peruvian uncontacted tribes, natives, whatever, spider powers, and like Spider-Man, because that's the origin of Spider-Man spider in this movie, sure, whatever, no big deal. And nobody's ever found one of these spiders alive because they're incredibly hard to find, but it turns out that Mother Web finds it in like 1 minute because, you know, they're just readily available. Then Ezekiel ends up killing people and then he shoots her, takes the spider, he goes away, he's gonna come back later in the movie, we're not gonna check on him. And during the course of events, the spider people decide that they like scientist lady that brought this guy into the jungle and helped them find the spider. So they take her to the Lazarus pits from Batman, and then they bite the mother with the spider, deliver the baby, the mother dies, and Madame Web has an origin story, or something.
When you first meet Cassie, she is a paramedic in New York City and doesn't really let people in.
Now we smash cut to the year 2003, and if you guys are worried about how they're going to set the tone for the year 2003, don't worry about it. This is a Sony movie. They're going to play song after song after song from that era that happened to be licensed by Sony, to the point where it's going to annoy the crap out of you. And Madame Web is now Firefighter Web, Madame Firefighter Web, and her partner is Ben Parker, aka Uncle Ben, aka I'm so sorry that they did this to Uncle Ben. Why would they do this to him? And Uncle Ben is really excited because he's about to be Uncle Ben because his sister-in-law is pregnant and she's played by Emma Roberts. And just remember that, because if you forget it, the movie will remind you that Peter Parker's mother is pregnant about 6,000 times throughout the course of this movie. And they'll talk about how Ben is going to be an uncle and he's going to be such a great uncle 6,050 times more in this movie. So we have a situation where she almost drowns, she awakens her powers, she can see briefly into the future and whatnot.
When Cassie begins to experience her clairvoyance, she thinks she's losing her mind.
This is an emergency, get off the train!
In this one moment, Cassie connects all three of their lives.
That man is trying to kill you.
And that leads her through a course of events to discovering our three future spider ladies, future heroes, which are Sydney Sweeney, this girl, and Latina, this girl. And these characters are basically nothing. Like, they establish at one point in time that they're good at math and or science. And by establish that, I mean, they tell you that they're good at math and or science. And that's about it. And during the course of her interacting with them the first time, it's just like, oh my God, it's all connected. It's like a web that binds them together. When the only thing that is being bound throughout the whole course of this movie is Sydney Sweeney's
I don't understand what's happening. I've been having visions. I knew he was gonna die. I think I'm seeing the future.
Now, one of the things that defines this movie, a new innovative writing technique that other movies just have not figured out, is the technique of tell, don't show. Now, I know you guys might be thinking it's show, don't tell, but Madame Web is not your kind of movie, because throughout the course of this movie, Dakota Johnson, Madame Web's character, will explain things or say things out loud to the audience like they're stupid, and that will be a substitute for having things actually happen in the movie. For instance, she doesn't think she can alter her visions. And the reason she believes that is because she tried to stop a guy from getting in a car and driving and getting hit by a truck, and she failed. But then she has a vision of a pigeon crashing into her window, and then she opens the window and says, "This won't change anything. I can't change my visions. This is how movies work." And then the bird does not crash into the window, and Madame Web says, "I guess I can alter the future," and looks directly in the camera and winks at you, because you're an idiot if you needed this explained this simply. Anyway, so our villain Ezekiel is having dreams that he's going to be killed by the three spider ladies, so he decides that he wants to go kill the spider ladies, and he ends up sleeping with a woman that I originally thought was Catelyn Stark from Game of Thrones, but it turns out she isn't, and she works at the NSA, and the reason he slept with her was so that he could torture her with his venom injection protection powers in order to get her passkey in order to hack all the surveillance systems in New York City so that he can find the three ladies who are behind masks and that he could track them down and kill them before he gets killed by them 10 years or so into the future. Now, when Ezekiel gets possession of the NSA surveillance system, which should not work as effectively as it does in the year 2003, he actually has a woman who is operating the system, and this woman feels very uncomfortable about doing this in order to hunt down girls that are this young. She has moral problems with this, and Ezekiel tells her that she better do it or else there'll be consequences, and this clearly and obviously is a setup for this woman to betray Ezekiel at the end of the movie because she's already showing moral frustration with this particular assignment. But the thing is, that never happens because this isn't a real movie, and you could just add that to the web of unpaid off setups throughout the course of this movie and crappy payoffs to setups that weren't well established.
New York City's a whole new level of crazy these days.
What do you want from me?
Now look, I understand that the NSA was doing this massive surveillance system kind of thing post 9/11 and whatnot, but this movie takes place in the year 2003. And even though this movie takes place, again, in the year 2003, the NSA surveillance system that this guy ends up adopting has access to convenience store video cameras, which I'm pretty sure in the year 2013 still weren't cooked up to the internet and were actually using cassette tapes for their surveillance, but he's able to use that in order to locate them at the train station. They're all getting on the same train, and then Zooey Deschanel, Madame Web, ends up saving them from him, and it's also revealed that for some reason, this guy who has no context for Spider-Man would have no reason to build his suit the exact same way that Spider-Man does, is wearing a black and red villain version of the Spider-Man suit. Now, maybe this character has one of those suits in the comics, but the thing is, it's just stupid, and I just wanted to point it out that this is stupid and it makes no sense.
New York City is a whole new level of crazy these days.
This is an emergency. Get off the train.
That man's trying to kill you.
What?
Who are you? What is going on?
I can see the future.
So yeah, Madame Web saves them because she can see the future. She gets about 13 NYPD officers killed. And at one point in time, Sydney Sweeney's character says, "Help, I'm being kidnapped," to somebody who immediately gets murdered and should not be able to tell that information to anybody. So of course, there is a nationwide manhunt for Madame Web because she's the kidnapper in this particular instance for some reason. That's what's presumed by everybody. So she decides that she's going to drive everybody into the woods.
Oh. What the hell? Shouldn't see that coming? That's not how it works.
And tell them that they need to wait there for 3 hours. Now, if you're wondering about the characters, the personalities, how they interact, and all that, don't worry about it, because there are no characters, there are no personalities, or anything like that. This movie actually manages to be 2 hours long, feel like it's 10 hours, but also feel like it's missing every single key scene that would have character development in it. So yeah, she drops them off in the woods, they decide that they don't want to wait 3 hours for Sydney Sweeney, a crazy Spider-Man attacking them is no big deal, so they decide to go into a diner. And at this point in time, my fiance leaned over to me and said, "This movie's really stupid." And the reason why she said that is because a copy of the Daily Bugle that was, again, in print probably well before this happened, because these papers come out early in the day, in the morning, has the girls' photos in it and says that they were kidnapped, and a guy calls 911 to say he found the missing girls, even though, again, this is like 2 hours after they went missing. The Daily Bugle does not print 17 times a day. If you want to have internet information spread throughout your movie, make it take place in 2013 rather than 2003. But Ezekiel intercepts the 911 call, then he radios the police to not go over there, and he decides that he's gonna go kill them. Now, another great example of Madame Web's tell, don't show technique is that
human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
When Madam Web leaves these girls in the wilderness to go and, you know, I guess eat tree bark or whatever, she goes back to her apartment to read her mother's journal, and then her cat comes to say hi, and for no reason, Madam Web reads the journal out loud and then says, "Why did my mother go to the Amazon rainforest when she was pregnant? My mother didn't care about me. I hope this setup will set you guys up for the reveal that she actually did care about me in the later part of the movie." Now look, they do this a lot throughout the course of this movie. Have Madam Web talk to herself because they couldn't figure out how to write an exposition scene. But the thing is, this movie has Madam Web as a main character and three supporting characters. Three of those supporting characters are either science or math people, but more importantly, they're human beings that she could talk to. And if you're going to write exposition scenes, it's way better to have them explained to a character that doesn't know this stuff rather than have somebody read aloud for no reason in case the cat is a secret scientist. You see what I mean about this?
Hey, come on. Get your stuff. Let's go. Let's try that again.
Now, at this point in time, I feel like I should tell you guys that Madam Web stole a cab throughout the course of this movie, and she does actually take the license plates off the cab, but this is a New York City yellow cab, meaning that it has a medallion on the hood. It's embedded in the hood, and that is actually more identifiable than even the license plate would be. But just keep that in mind, that she stole a cab, drove it out of New York City, drove it back to New York City, and then drove it back out of New York City without being stopped by the police or anything like that, and she realizes that the girls are going to get murdered, and by the way, they're listening to Britney Spears' Toxic, because remember the year 2003, also Sony probably owns the rights to Toxic, and they're dancing on a table because they don't want to draw any attention to themselves, and Madam Web decides that she's going to blitz in there and hit the spider guy who should have spider sense with this car, because, you know, that's what you do. And then she takes the girls away, even though she just plowed through a diner with a taxi cab and it's perfectly fine. And she decides that she needs to go drop them off at Uncle Ben's house, because the NSA can track you with a convenience store camera that's hooked up to a VHS tape, but they can't cover Queens, New York, where Uncle Ben lives. Because Uncle Ben lives in Queens, and there's no NSA in Queens. I don't know if you guys are aware of that. Or maybe he lives in Manhattan. Honestly, they play fast and loose with all this stuff. They say he lives in Queens, but then they're in Manhattan. It don't make any sense. It's what I'm saying. Anyway. Also, Emma Roberts is pregnant, and they keep talking about how Ben would make a great uncle, because it's like all of the fun, but none of the responsibility. Now, it's at this point in time that Madam Web tells Sydney Sweeney, girl, and other girl but Latina, that they're incredibly selfish and they should try for the first time in their lives thinking about somebody else besides themselves. And the girls reflect upon this statement from Madam Web, but I had one thought in my head, which was, you just met these girls. You don't know how they interact with one another. Are there scenes missing from this movie where they did other selfish stuff? Because again, there's no setup for her to even be in a position to say this to them. On top of that, I also want to point out, this Madam Web lady is the selfish one. She can't even graciously take a thank you from somebody after she saves their lives. That's like something in the movie. Just pointing that out.
I've seen that man before.
So who is he?
Ezekiel Sims.
He was in the Amazon with my mom when she was researching spiders right before she died.
Madam Web decides that she needs to go back to the Amazon, and then she needs to meet the spider people, figure out what's going down over there. And she does. She drives the cab to JFK, goes to the Amazon rainforest, finds the spider people that are an uncontacted tribe immediately. Conveniently, they speak perfect English, and they give her a flashback to let her know that her mother still, like, loved her, and the reason she went to the Amazon when she was really pregnant was because she was going to be born with some crazy disease, and the spiders have magic healing powers, and she wanted to heal her daughter. And there's, like, a scene that is meant to be emotional, like, in a normal, ordinary movie it would be, where Dakota Johnson, aka Madam Web, is like, "Mom, it worked!" And she hugs her, like, in the flashback. "You saved me! I always hated you because you went to go get the spider, but I realize you love me." And then, like, I think they CGI some tears on her face. Like, this is a thing that happens. And at this point in time, I'm in the movie theater. I think people are thinking about walking out, but I start laughing out loud because it's so funny. Like, it's an amazing scene, especially when you realize you're not emotionally invested in this. Anyway, so, Madam Web goes back to the airport, flies back to New York. Peter Parker's mom, her water breaks. They got to take her to the hospital. Ezekiel finds them. She's still in the cab, meaning that she drove the cab to JFK, flew internationally, came back again with the stolen cab in the parking lot, got back in it, never got stopped by the police. But at some point in time, she decides that she wants to steal an ambulance.
"You want to live, and you have to trust me.
Now, Ezekiel attacks the girls in the car with Uncle Ben because, you know, he brought all the girls to go to the hospital because he didn't think that they would get detected by surveillance cameras for whatever reason. I mean, it's 2003. They literally find a deli camera that's hooked up to a VHS tape. So I guess Uncle Ben is correct and, like, the movie's stupid. He's the smartest one in there. And then Madam Web hits them with an ambulance that she stole, that she drove out of a second floor of a department store. I don't have footage for this, I don't think, but I do have this still image that somebody graciously brought me on Twitter. And this is a thing that happens in the movie. She hits this guy with two different cars in the same movie. That's the level of creativity we're going with. Anyway, Ben and Peter Parker's mom go to the hospital. They end up riding in the ambulance, and Madam Web has mastered her powers, or so it seems, off screen or whatever. And what's hilarious about this is that they decided that they wanted to reverse engineer the "with great power comes great responsibility." And they tell Madam Web, as soon as you take responsibility, you will have great power. Isn't that creative and ingenious and amazing? It's like, she's like the inverse of a Spider-Man, and she's also fighting an inverse of Spider-Man in that she's fighting an evil Spider-Man, but not like Venom, not like an interesting character, not like Carnage, who's crazy and also an interesting character. Ezekiel, an actor who gave such a stellar performance, they dubbed 90 to 100% of his lines, possibly with another actor or something like that. I don't even know what's happening. Maybe they rewrote all of his lines and said, "Yeah, we're not going to reshoot anything. We're just going to see what happens." Anyway, so, like, they go to a fireworks thing that was kind of set up earlier in the movie as something that was going to explode earlier in the movie, and she somehow times everything so that this guy gets hit with fireworks and all that, and then, like, they're all pinned down, the girls and whatnot. Oh, and Madam Web says, "I'm gonna teach you guys CPR, and this is how you do CPR, because we're gonna need this in the movie when I get almost deaded again, and you'll have to do CPR." Like, she literally looks in the camera and says that because that's how obvious this setup is. And wouldn't you know it, they have the fight. It's at the Pepsi Cola sign in Astoria, well, actually Long Island City, that I actually take people who visit New York City to because it's a nice little park. Everything blows up. The fireworks are perfectly timed and all that. And the guy gets crushed by the Pepsi Cola sign. He dead. He gone now. He tried to not get killed by these three women's, and then he got killed by these one women's, Madam Web. And Madam Web falls into the water just like earlier in the movie. And then a firework shoots from the thing. And now you need to understand that she was using the fireworks, like where they were all shooting all crazy, like she could see the future. So she would like position Ezekiel and position all the fireworks so that they would fire at the exact rag time so that they would take out Ezekiel and like save everybody and all that. But whatever. So she's underwater in the East River and a firework comes from the sky. They're all shooting up, by the way, but this one's shooting down. And this down firework hits her in the face and blinds her, but it also paralyzes her because she's in a wheelchair at the end of the movie. And then the girls take them out and they do CPR. Then they go to the hospital and then they're like, well, guess what? Uncle Ben is now Uncle Ben and he has none of the responsibility, but all of the fun. He's going to be such a great uncle. And that's why he's so happy. And then Madam Webb is like, that's what he thinks. And like, she's wearing the red, like glasses at this point in time, but like, she's winking directly into the camera. She's like, Spider-Man, that's Peter Parker, guys. Did you know that this is in the Spider-Man universe? I mean, until the moment after it comes out, when everybody forgets about it and they remove it from the Spider-Man universe. Did you know Spider-Man, Peter Parker, this exists in the Peter Parker? That was Ben Parker. That was Uncle Ben. And that was Peter Parker's mom, played by Emma Roberts. Uncle Ben? Remember he dies and Spider-Man becomes Spider-Man? Spider-Man? So yeah, that's like the end of the movie, basically. Oh wait, there's another scene. Madam Web goes to like live in like a watchtower. She basically becomes Oracle from the Batman universe where Barbara Gordon gets paralyzed. And then she has like these three girls living there, but they still don't have powers at the end of the movie. They're saving that for the sequel that will never occur because Madam Web actually broke a Spider-Man record for the lowest opening movie in Spider-Man history. It had $25 million on opening weekend. And when I say opening weekend, I mean the opening 6-day weekend, because it opened on Wednesday and it extended all the way to President's Day, which is when I'm filming this, and it made $25 million. Morbius, the second lowest in history now, made $39 million on its opening weekend. So yeah, this movie is terrible in every way. It's not particularly woke or anything like that. It doesn't really have a feminist message except for Dakota Fanning, Zoe Deschanel, whatever. Madam Web has to like come into her power at some point in time, but it's not like over the top or anything like that. They totally misuse Sydney Sweeney. I mean, if you seen her from the premiere of this movie on the red carpet.
There's something very spidey about this dress. Talk to me about this fashion you're bringing tonight.
Thank you. We are wearing custom Oscar de la Renta. And I wanted to bring in my spider senses. We got a little web going on. Thank you.
Then you would know that you would want to have the girls go into their super spider girl suits. So that way you could see Sydney Sweeney in there. I have a friend that really, really likes her. I try to convince him to go see this movie with me. But considering she's not actually ever in the suit, except for that one dream sequence, he's probably pretty happy I wasn't able to convince him to do that. But yeah, that's the movie. It sucks. You shouldn't watch it. If you think I have anything more to say about it, I really don't. And I think I'm going to end this video right now. So yeah, if you like this video, then show me by leaving a like. You can subscribe for more content. Follow me on my social medias. You can support me via the support links in the description of this video. This has been me reviewing the amazing, the spectacular Madam Web movie. They made a movie about Madam Web.